In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I remember the time when my family, together with some relatives, saw the Rocky Mountains for the first time. Driving through the mountains, we were awestruck by their majesty. As we were oohing and aahing over their peaks and valleys, one of the relatives asked questions like these. I wonder what kind of bolts they use in those telephone poles. I wonder what kind of saw blade they use to make those cuts. I wonder how they secured those poles on the side of the road. He was so preoccupied with the nuts and bolts of things that he was missing the purple mountain majesty before his eyes. It is easy to become preoccupied with the nuts and bolts of things. We are, after all, pragmatic Americans. And we live in a culture with a utilitarian mindset. As a result, even we can approach the Word of God with a pragmatic utilitarian mindset. And we become interested in it only when it's about me or gives me some self-help principles or personal power principles. Or sometimes we don't even open up the Word of God unless it's for a sermon or a Bible class or an assignment. Psalm 1 promises a blessing. Blessed is the one whose delight is in the instruction of Yahweh, who meditates on his instruction by day and by night. Blessed is the one who loves the Word of God for its own sake. In Ephesians 3, the Apostle Paul expresses the desire that Christians would comprehend with all the saints the breadth and length, the height and depth of God's revelation in Christ. I submit that that is the first and foremost reason why you are here at Concordia Seminary. It is not simply to pick up skills for a job. It is to study so that you may comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length, the height and depth of God's revelation in Christ, recorded by the Scriptures and confessed by the Church through the ages. Stand in awe before the majestic deeds of God. Watch in awe how the Creator reclaims his rebellious creation by beginning with a nobody named Abraham. How he comes down and mightily saves his people out of Egyptian bondage and brings them to himself. How he reveals himself in his ways at Sinai. How he tabernacles among his people and leads them through the wilderness and brings them into their inheritance of the promised land. How during the time of the judges he enacts deeds of judgment and mercy. How he raises up the booth of David, the house of David, to exercise his kingly rule over Israel and by promise over all the nations of the earth. How he finally vents his just wrath against his rebellious people with exile, but then mercifully brings them back from exile. How he mightily speaks through the prophets. How all of these things anticipate and lead to and prepare for the ultimate climax to come. Join St. Andrew, who studied Moses and the prophets, and then ran to his brother Simon Peter and eagerly said, "We have found the Messiah." Stand in awe before the Incarnation. How the God of Israel in the fullness of time sent his only begotten Son into our human flesh for our sake. Listen in awe to the challenging teachings of Jesus. Watch in awe the mighty deeds of Jesus. How he heals the sick, raises the dead, casts out demons, and inaugurates the end time rule of God within history in advance of the consummation. Watch in awe the final week of Jesus' public ministry. How the one to whom all authority in heaven on earth has been given willingly allowed himself to be arrested and tried and crucified. How he willingly became the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, your sin and my sin. Watch in awe on the third day how Jesus was raised from the dead. How he is the last Adam, the first fruits the forerunner, trailblazer, and prototype of the new human race, how he ascends and exalts and is exalted over all things and rules over all things, not only as God, but also as man, and all on behalf of the church. Listen in awe to his promises, how he promises to send you his Spirit to conform you into his image, how he promises to come again with glory to judge the living and the dead, and to bring his sheep into their inheritance of the kingdom. Stand in awe before the majestic deeds of God. Listen in awe to how the Lutheran confessions can set forth the scriptural faith with such clarity, how they can clearly present the scriptural distinctions that are so crucial for understanding the scriptures themselves and for understanding our life in this age. The distinctions between creation and new creation, between vertical righteousness and horizontal righteousness, between law and gospel, between faith and love, between justification and the life of new obedience, between the church militant and the church triumphant, between God's right-hand kingdom and God's left-hand kingdom, between human nature and original sin, between God's foreknowledge and God's predestination. Learn in awe how Lutheran dogmatics can present before you the multifaceted beauty of the Christian faith, how every article is intertwined with every other article, how all the articles of the faith lead to and flow from Jesus Christ, how in all theology Christ is glorified and despairing sinners are given the full comfort of the gospel. Learn in awe the vast sweep of church history, how we are part of the great tradition that reaches back 2,000 years to the first church in Jerusalem, how the word of the Lord grew and with it the church spread in every land, how the church through the ages has struggled to confess the gospel purely in all its articles. Learn in awe how all of God's theology applies to people in the world today. The difficult and wonderful art of preaching and teaching and counseling with the Word of God, of leading and of reaching out in mission, and of strengthening the people of God with the church's rich liturgical heritage that focuses on the Word and the sacraments. Learn in awe the challenging art and craft of bringing the Word of God to sinners like all of us and leading them to repentance and faith so that Christ be glorified and despairing consciences be comforted. Stand in awe before the full breadth and length and height and depth of God's revelation in Christ. You are here first and foremost to become theologians. So study theology, talk theology with your classmates and professors, go to the library and rummage around in the books. Read as much theology as you can. Why? Because what is at the center of the church, what drives the church, is theology. Not man-made theology, but God's theology. God's revelation in Christ, recorded by the scriptures and confessed by the church. Without that, the church becomes just another voluntary association of like-minded people. Just another religious self-help organization. Just another corporate America religious organization. America doesn't need more of that. We have plenty of that. What America needs, what every nation needs, are strong theological churches led by strong theological pastors. So study to comprehend with all the saints the breadth and length, height and depth of God's revelation in Christ recorded by the scriptures and confessed by the church through the ages. In the midst of all the busyness, don't miss the majesty. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.